the ship our affiliate approached possessed an ion drive of unfamiliar design. It was this that blew, taking the ship and all hands with it.
As though the Twi'lek were reading Axe's thoughts, he added,
"We believe that the drive's power cells were deliberately ignited."
"They blew themselves up?"
"Yes, Envoy Nerven. Rather than be boarded, they chose to destroy their ship and all its contents. Unfortunately for them, the destruction was not complete. Significant fragments survived. What you see before you are two items retrieved from the detritus. The first is the Cinzia's Navicomp, which contains the coordinates of its origin. The second is more mysterious. What do you make of it?"
The envoy peered through the thick transparasteel portal a second time. He frowned once more.
"I've never seen anything like it."
"Our sentiments, exactly,"
Yima said. Again, Axe resisted the impulse to push past and see for herself.
"This much we can tell you."
Yima folded his hands across his midriff.
"We have detected signs of machining on the outer shell, which is made from an alloy of two extremely rare metals, lutetium and promethium. So it is a construct of some kind, and one of considerable material value alone. On the other hand, there is also a biological component, the nature of which we have been unable to fathom. It is undoubtedly present. We know it's in there, but we cannot examine the source of the reading more closely without physically penetrating the casing. Doing so would, of course, reduce the object's value, so we will leave that up to the ultimate purchaser."
"Can we get any closer?"
"The combination to the vault is what you will be bidding for, Envoy Nerven. Until you have purchased it, the door remains shut."
The envoy nodded his understanding, but his frown remained intact. Stepping away from the window, he finally waved Axe forward.
"Take a look," he said. "See what you make of it."
Although it rankled to take the administrative puppet's orders, Axe did as she was told, peering with intense curiosity at what lay inside the vault. Finally, she could see what all the fuss was about. The Navicomp was easily identifiable, although it had been twisted and partially melted by the blast that had destroyed the ship around it. It was a handheld model, unexpectedly small, more resembling a chunky satellite comlink than the heart of a starship's navigation system. Presumably it was voice-printed, but such security provisions could easily be circumvented by a talented slicer. Axe could only take Yima's word for whether it still worked or not. It rested in a transparasteel box on a glass plinth to the left of the room's center, and was closely observed by numerous sensors mounted in the vault's durasteel walls, floor, and ceiling. Sitting on the floor to its right was the second object. Nerven was correct. It didn't match any design aesthetic she'd ever encountered. It was squat, like a T3 utility droid, but without any legs or visible environmental interfaces. Its body was tubular and rested flush to the floor of the vault. There were no markings apart from a series of almost gill-like ripples around its middle. Its head was slightly convex,